This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Bob Pompiani in today. Joe Starkey is out. It's the Pomp and Joe Show, and we have spent a lot of time and will continue to spend a lot of time on the life and legacy of the late Mike Lang, who passed away last night at the age of 76. And we've been talking to people who know him very well, who've worked with him, who've gotten to know him, are tremendous friends with him. And this next gentleman certainly has all of that and more. We're talking about Steve Blass, who is one of the best in the business at what he did as a pitcher, as a broadcaster. I would also say as a golfer with two hole-in-ones in the same round. We'll get to that later. But Steve, I know this has to hit you hard, given how close you were to Mike Lang.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. You know, he's one of those special guys that we were lucky to have in Pittsburgh for all those years. You go over his broadcasting, though, his legacy as a professional. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, all the things in that resume. And then you get to Bob, or you get to Mike Lang as a person. He really had time for everybody. That was one of the things I really learned from him early on. There's a hockey fan, a baseball fan, or just wanted to say hello. He always had time, and he gave that beautifully, and I learned that from him. Learned so much about broadcasting because I didn't know what the heck I was doing when I first started. I talked over him all the time when we were doing cable games, and finally, he put his hand gently on my arm and said, "Let it happen. Let the play happen. See, we can go crazy after." And he always called me Navin, like Navin Johnson from the movie The Jerk. He said, "Navin, you know, you ought to let the ball stop rolling before you start talking." So he had those life lessons in broadcasting for me. But we had so much fun together. He did the cable games, and he always said that, you know, I really could have got this baseball thing right if I had a couple more years. And, he originally came to Pittsburgh to do baseball.
Yes.
And we had two great years. I remember most of it. We did the cable games, him teaching me how to send my liver out to have it cleaned and pressed twice a month, too. we had so much fun. And I traveled with him, and he's just a really – thoroughly decent person. He didn't seek the headlines and the fireworks. They came to him. But I think before all that happened, he had a foundation of being a really decent person. And I just loved him. And as he went on and on and got sick, I know he was sick for quite a while. I would call him up every once in a while when I had a joke for him. And I'm going to miss him terribly, but I speak for a lot of people when I say that.
No, I know you have stories too, and The Mike Ling roast was something that I'll always remember. And in fact, most of it I should forget, but wasn't that, that was an unbelievable night.
Unbelievable down in the strip. And it was just, it was hilarious. I hope I remember most of it, but it was raucous. It was irreverent. It was wonderful. And we all had such a great time. And as I think I remember, you had to go to back to work after it. And I prayed. I don't pray much. I prayed for you.
You're right, because I was not supposed to work that night. And I think it was Steve Talbot who got sick. And so okay. I was well into this roast. And I was well into being roasted, I suppose, my own way. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? I guess somebody's going to do this. And, you just get through it, and that's all the best you can do.
Absolutely. And I had days doing baseball games like that, day games after night games with Michael on the road. And even young Greg Brown, who was just adored Mike and was mentored so well by him. When Greg was just starting, he would do pre and post. So he started going on the trips with me and Mike. And it was like, it was like Larry Moe and Curly, the Three Stooges. But Greg learned a lot about a lot of things on the road and working with Mike. But he shared that with so many people. I remember getting calls when we're out on the road from young aspiring broadcasters. Could you talk to me for an hour, Mike? Could you give me some pointers? Could you help me out? And he always had time for those. Those kind of young people just getting in the business. He was one of the best, Bob. And I can go on and tell you about the stories. No, can't tell you some of those stories.
I realize that.
It was an honor being with him.
The thing that I'm sure you would appreciate is the fact that the meticulous nature of his work habits, and that's one thing that I remember more than anything is that I always, and I said this in the first hour we were talking, I went up to him once and he's sitting in the Civic Arena by himself with notes, but he's rewriting the notes in his own handwriting. And I asked him why. He said, because I learned this way. It's easy to read and gloss over it and not remember. I will learn by writing, which is something I've taken with me every single day. I do stuff like that. So
yeah, we all pick something up from him. And you make a good point, because it seemed so effortless when you heard him, the pace and the flow of the way he delivered a game, and almost anticipatory that you felt a moment coming when he could set the stage. And that was part of that preparation. But when he got going, and the names and the cadence, he was just a joy to listen to and watch on the games, but especially good on radio, because he painted that picture just for a moment. You remember Sally O'Leary, the great PR guy for the Pirates? Well, she had an annual dinner up in Sheffield, PA, way up above 80. And I always remember driving home. It's a long drive in the dark, and Mike was doing a Penguins game, and he literally got me through the ride home. I looked up. Okay, I'm in Mount Lebanon. I'm that close to home, because he just carried you along with him, and he was just so good. I'll always remember too. Greg Brown and I going up to his induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame, in Toronto, and we drove up, and unfortunately Greg and I didn't make the induction ceremony because we'd spent the previous evening with Michael celebrating in our own way.
I'm glad he made it at least, right? He had to make it.
He did perform, and we drove home kind of giggling to ourselves. Well, that was a nice trip. I wonder what it was about. But, we wouldn't have missed it because, he helped both of us. He helped Greg so much become a great play-by-play. In fact, he said, you want to do this, go do it somewhere in the minor leagues. And he went up to Buffalo, did football and baseball. So Mike Lang probably was the greatest influence career-wise in Greg Brown's life.
And the other thing that I'm sure Greg, we were talking about Mike getting his a lot of his sayings he would get from just regular people that he meet in a bar or at a rhythms club, blues. I'm sure Greg has the same stuff going on. And the story of, the cannonball coming, Didn't that come from somebody who, you know, again, Greg met somewhere, he fine-tuned it and turned it into his own?
Yep, and that, yeah, that's what, you know, Mike picked those up constantly. At one point, he did it, somebody did for him, or he did it himself, commissioned it. He had a T-shirt, and I would, you know, buy Sam a drink and his dog, too. Well, his character was Sam, and I was the dog. But he had them all, you know, and yeah, he did pick them up from guys he would meet, and he'd write them down on bar napkins or whatever. But it just added to the legacy that he fleshed stuff out like that. And there was always a little bit of a thread in all those sayings that he picked up that applied to a play or something in hockey. But the rest of it was hilarious. And it just was another trademark for him. It was fabulous.
Do you have a favorite one that you heard that you said, wow, that? And he did them at the right time, too. He didn't oversell them, and I think the key is not overselling them. Because if you do it too much, then it becomes, okay, you're just throwing these things in here. He waited.
Yeah. The timing was perfect. You know, get in the fast lane, Grandma, because the bingo game's about to start. You know, and everybody remembers the Elvis leaving the building. And, you know, who knows, maybe this will carry on after his passing. It's okay. Mike Lang has left the building, but it's okay.
Yeah, no question about that. And I believe...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Steve, and I think it probably should have been done already. You know, we talk about iconic figures and statues, and sometimes we can overdo the statues. But in this case, I don't think it would be at all. I mean, because he took people and turned them into hockey fans when hockey wasn't popular here. That's hard
Absolutely.
To do. That's really hard to do.
Yep, they weren't playing well. They didn't have big names, and Mike Lang sold hockey. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think I saw the number 46 years. Yeah. If there are other statues up in the city, then it would be appropriate and proper for Michael to have one. I would contribute to that fund for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's such a great friend. Yeah.
And I know you're going to miss him for sure. And all the conversations you had, but that's what you have memories for.
Absolutely.
Someone leaves this earth, and we're going to miss him. And Steve, I just want to thank you for the time. I know, you have some great stories, and I wish there were some you can say here that I know you can't, but people would love to hear them, and hopefully we'll see you around soon. And thanks for joining us here today talking about the late great Mike Lang.
Yeah. You and I will sit down and we'll go over them chapter and verse. I promise, Bob.
I look forward to that. Yes. Thank you, Steve.
All right. My pleasure. Take care. Yeah. Bye.
Steve Blass, one of the best. And I'm serious. Of all the storytellers I've heard in Pittsburgh, he's one of the best. He retains these things, and he will tell you, and he knows how to deliver them. And, man, the stories he has about Mike and just their relationship and how it grew and the moments in the booth, you know, those are iconic moments. And one helps another. And, you know, he was trying to do baseball. I think he was good enough to do baseball. He always said, I need more time. But, I mean, if you listen to some of the calls he made, I think he was right there. I remember when Bob Prince, Austin, was trying to do hockey. Now, that was a different story. Like, the Gunner was great. And the Gunner was another one of those just iconic figures because of, you know, kiss it goodbye and all these other things. But he tried to do hockey once, and it wasn't as smooth as maybe he would have liked.
No, and I know that you've bounced around and done a lot of sports. Out of the four sports, more than that, but the main four sports that I've had a chance to call, I don't know if you share the sentiment, I found hockey to be the hardest, like by far the hardest.
You got to be like an auctioneer.
Yeah.
You know, you have to just keep going. And sometimes you go 15 minutes without a break, and I just keep going and know everybody on that ice surface. And, it's amazing. But he had a way of doing it. Everyone's different, and you can take what you can take from other announcers, but I mean, more than anything, his passion and his dramatic buildup for when he sensed something was about to happen, and he knew it. And you can tell it in the voice, especially on radio before he did television. I mean, well, that was the thing that certainly, you know, set him apart from everyone else. So we have more memories coming up. Jay Caulfield will join us at the top of the hour. Greg Brown will join us in the bottom of the hour. And I know Greg was as close to Mike as, anyone. He and Steve got to know him and continued a relationship that went well into, decades. So we'll talk to both of those guys coming up. And we also want to hear from you. And I know I'll squeeze one call in because I've been asking for people to give us your Mike Lang stories. Let's go to Pete and Butler here before we take a break. Austin, what's up, Pete?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
And it's a pleasure to speak to you. You're certainly a gentleman with the sports world, just as Mike was. And just want to say, you know, I was about 11 years old, knew nothing about hockey. This is like back in 1981. And it was listening to a transistor radio under my covers when I should have been asleep and hearing Mike Lang for the first time. And as soon as I heard him, I was hooked. And it's because of him I got interested in hockey. I learned hockey along with him. And that's back in the days when they had barely anything on TV. And so that was just a pleasure to have him get into my radio and get into my ear.
So you were part of the Night Owl Club. I remember doing that too. And you're right, transistor radios, that's what you had. Sometimes the signal would go in and out, but, you know, you'd listen when the Penguins were taking on, for example, the California Golden Seals back in the day, right? And
that's right.
Have that thing in your bed. That's awesome. Favorite saying?
I appreciate the show today.
All right. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Don in the South Hills. Don has a memory of Mike Lang. What's up, Don?
Oh, not a lot. Just out working. But to be honest, I never knew hockey existed in Pittsburgh until the late 70s when I was driving back from a job. I was in Coriopolis driving to Penn Hills every night and turned on the game, and he just – molded my whole hockey career.
Yeah, no question about that. That's what I'm talking about. Before they were a good team, you had to somehow get people to tune in and watch or listen, specifically listen.
Oh, without question. He made me love the game. He taught the game. And he brought more and more fans into the game.
That's a good point you made, Don, and thanks for the call. One of the things he told me always was about never underestimate explaining things to what could be a new audience. You don't know who's tuning in for the first time. It's a good lesson for you too, Austin, is to remind people of what has happened, set a scene, and he would always describe their jerseys on radio. And okay, Penguins decked out in their black and gold, Capitals in their traditional white jerseys, whatever, moving left to right. And then he would double down on rules. You know, and if there's a rule, even though you knew it, even though you're listening to him and you know the rule, there are some people who may not know the rule. He would get into great detail about that.
Yeah, no doubt. And don't assume that somebody listening just automatically knows that. And your job is to be a storyteller.
Right.
And that those explanations are a big part of the story.
One more before we go to break. That would be Larry in Brentwood. What's up, Larry? How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. You're kind of like the same demographic as myself, and I've been a Penguin fan, it seems like, forever. I remember those early 70s when you were going from Forney to Starkey, and then you would have Mike Lang for a year, so then he was gone. Well, I remember vividly, I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, and I think they may have been on TAE or KQV, but whatever, they went back to KDKA, which my friend and I, Joe, was like a godsend, because late at night games from the coast, you know, Vancouver, L.A., and at that time, I guess the Rockies had just come in, you could listen to them clear KDKA in Charleston.
Yeah, had a KMOX big signal, absolutely. Yep.
And the vivid pictures that he would paint, you could in your mind see that game. And we would drive in the car in the parking lot trying to get the best reception possible at 11:30, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and screaming like little girls if they would score in his descriptions of it. It was just, he was one of a kind. He'll really be missed.
Well, thank you for the memory, Larry. We appreciate that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.